Looking at the way the game went, it was a dream start, wasn't it? 18-0 up in, 15 minutes?
Wow. Yeah, massive start that first week. I think last 2 weeks we started on fire and probably did the same again. This week, once we got to 18-0 up and we probably got Leeds back in there, a couple of errors, penalties creeped in and we got them back in there. But you know, like you say, we dug deep and put a good performance in for 18 minutes and we came away winners.
What was said at half-time? Because it was back to within two there, but as Darrell said, if he'd have given you a two-point lead at half-time, you'd have been happy with that, wouldn't you?
Well, definitely, if you asked anyone in week to give us a two-point start at half-time, we'd have took it. So to do it and then go out and back it up, what he said didn't change at half-time, it's a great effort from the lads.
It is a great effort. Nice to get that first try of the second half. Solomon, a nice finish in the corner. He's doing well, isn't he, Denny, at the minute?
Yeah, he's finding his feet and he got injured. He's doing really well before he got injured. Then he's finding his feet again now. So hopefully he can keep scoring a few tries and coming away with them wins.
How important was it having gone to 24 all at the end? You went down the other end and won the game. I mean, confidence-wise, that must give you a real boost.
Yeah, I think we've won 3 from 3 now and we haven't done that this year. We've always won 2 games and that third game we've dropped off. So I think you can see the confidence the lads are gaining from what we are doing. We're doing in practice and we're taking it into games. And like I said, we've got another massive game against St Helens next Thursday now. So we've got to back up that. And hopefully, you know, they're probably at the moment the two best teams in the comp. So we've come to Headingley and done it. And you know, we're at home next week, so that gives us a massive advantage there.
There seems a great belief in what you did last year. You ran out of steam a little bit at the end. This year, whilst the start hasn't been probably as great as you'd have wanted, there's a belief that, hang on, we're getting there, and players are coming back, and all of a sudden now, you're a bit of a dark horse in this, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll just take every game as it comes, really, and so we'll go from there. People can say what they want, really. They wrote us off earlier on in the year, saying we're going to end up in bottom four, so we're quite confident in our ability, and like you say, things are starting to click now. We've got people coming back from injury. There's going to be even more competition for places, which makes training better, and people competing week in, week out.
How good's your own form at the moment? Outstanding again. It is noticeable at the minute when you're off the field. It just seems to drop down and notch the intensity on the field.
I enjoy it. You know, everyone goes on about my age and how old I am. And it's age is a number, and I think if you feel all right, you keep going. And as I am at the moment, I'm feeling great and I'm enjoying playing rugby.
And a word for your front row mate, Grant Millington. He was outstanding tonight, wasn't he?
Brilliant, yeah. I think everyone was, you know, and Milo, straight from that kickoff, it was brilliant, and you can tell they were up for a big game and he delivered.
Not many wins here in the past, so this must be a special one for you boys.
Yeah, you've got to take every win here when you get it, and like you said, you don't get many of them, so we'll think about that win tonight. And obviously tomorrow when we go back into training, we put it to bed and we start thinking about St Helens, and we've got a massive week in front of us.
You're enjoying your rugby more than ever at the minute?
Yeah, brilliant, yeah. It's great to be back at Cass, you know, it's where I started, and to be fair, the place has not changed since I left, and that's not a bad thing. It's just a great atmosphere, great supporters. The supporters are massive and they won again tonight, and it's just great to be back there, and I'm enjoying my rugby and I think everyone else is.